hours. Yeah, that makes sense. People said that they actually took Shoychad and they were misjudging, was not true. They weren't traveling around, and the reason why they did that was because they wanted to benefit their Chazanayim. Chazanayim is Shemoshayim, Shesechem, Leilich, Lahazman, Henikroim, Ladin. So if they stay put, so they have to send messengers to go get the people to the din. So there was a whole business of giving these people money for traveling. The story berurin ligrishum. They would have the people who would write up the story berurin, which to pshatim story berurin. One of them, which should not apply over here. Berurin was when they would decide what's called a Zabla, we had over there in Sanhedrin, in the Zeber Lo Echad. Zeber Lo Echad, they write up who they chose to be the Dayanim. So, I mean, but if they Shmuel are the Dayanim, as I said, Bezdin, you don't use the Shtar Berurin. And the other Pshat in Shtar Berurin, I don't recall. Comes up in the first parak in Bava Metzia. There's two pshatim over there. I don't know what the second one is. And igros shum is when they would make a shum on the value of a karka to sell to pay of chavis. But they would give them the merchandise to sell. And they would share the profits. So it wasn't sheichad. The person wasn't doing it for the purpose of bribing, but they had a relationship. And that was the chet. The next one number says chalkum shalom b'fiyim ma'aser rishon haroy lehem. They were supposed to get ma'aser rishon, but they asked for it. Shalavim hayu. So shalom b'fiyim, they asked. Teshar yigudal le'ador. B'shoyftim lo hayu moina mehem. So people said yes. B'shar leviyim aniyim mitzdarim. So the leviyim ended up getting less, and that was a tzar for them. V'meir lechotu batiyas mir mishpat. So that means what they did was not any improper mishpat at all. And that's what, as the more saying, this is kitzanoi. Could be a seiro. Of Meister, they took. Yes, they took too much. Matonus, they took matonus. What's that? Zerei l'chaim v'keiba v'hem lo hayu kahanim. One pshat is they took matonus, which is in Stam, many times in Shas, the phrase of matonus refers to specifically zerei l'chaim v'keiba. Now those are mutter to zor. The whole thing is supposed to go to kahanim, not to levim. The Shekhina, where it says Matanus means Matanus Leviya, Gern Meiser. So what was the problem? They asked that they, Bezroya, they took to Kroksi, but Nosan Lakoyin. The Shinam Loshit Lamayatsim, Shit the Slim Pergazroya. The more Darshan, the Levi, the Kohen shouldn't take themselves, the Yisrael has to give. Within the whole Matanus Kohen of Leviya, and it applies to all Matanus. Yeah. There's a deal of yourself to give, none of the coins to take. Okay, Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Omer Bionis, and Kol Omer David Chota, Ein El Toya. Anybody who says that David sinned in regards to Bathsheba, that he took her without a get, he's Toya. Shenemar, but he David the Chot Roch of Maska Bathsheba, boy. The Pasuk says that David, whatever he did, he was masculine. He did it intelligently, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was with him. After Chet Bola Yodah Vashchina Imoy, is it possible that he did a chet like that and the Rosh Hashanah was with him? I mean, we had before that a person who acted improperly, even his children are there's no heir b'chacham b'adam b'talmidim. So the person himself, right? And before it's referring to it's sort of. So Kabbalah, the person himself, this Vasemis has to just ask the kasha that this pasuk was written before the chet of after the mice, before the mice of Uriah. So what's the raya? Maybe once upon a time that was so, but now it changed. He says we have the more with in Saita. I think it was in Saita. He says that. He says the more in Saita says. The Torah should be Megan and Matzil. If he had Torah to the point where he was always had the Siyat HaShemad to be Mechamim to the Halacha, so it's not Mistar, he shouldn't have had the Haganah from Torah that should protect him from not doing a Chet. Elamani Mekayim Madu Bazis says, Dvar Hashem Lasas Ra, what does it mean that that he was told by Nosan and Nobi that he's told by there's Nosan, I think, right? Yeah, that Bezisa Dvar Hashem Lasa Sura Shabikas Lasa Sura says Lasa Sura, I mean he had intended to do something but he actually did not actually do it. Amar Rav says Rebbe the Osim Mi David Mahabit Midorish Beskuse the David Rebbeinu HaKadosh was the descendant of David, was looking for a way to find the schus to David. Madu Bazis says the Bar Hashem Lashes Sura. Rabbi Amar Mishuna Ra'a Zumi called Ra'a Shibatara. This phrase over here, this pasuk, is written different than everywhere else when it says they did Ra. Why? She called Ra'a Shibatara Ksiv Behu Bayas Kan Ksiv Lashes Shibik Lashes Vilayos. We find throughout Shmuel without Malachim, for the most part, it says, and this person was the Yasser Rabbeinu Hashem, and he did the Rabbeinu Hashem, and he was did a bit of a rezar or whatever, so, you know, different Malachim over there. But David says last, so it didn't say by Yas, so it simply changed it. I was looking at
what did we put him?
He quoted from somebody, I don't remember whom, that Rabbi was Mahabab Eskusa because he felt that he himself was the Raya that couldn't have been David, because we can't have Erba Chacham Rabbeinu Talmidim, and Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he was Eichet, what he was Eichet to, it can't be that David was Nichshol like that. So the Pasuk says, right, so what did you do? You killed Riachiti with a sword.
That was Shahir look Allah Dainari Bisinhedrin.
Wadanta, you judged him as a murderer Malchus. He should have used the Sinhedrin to do that. Now it's a big tumult over here, exactly what does it mean he should have used the Sinhedrin? Ramashit is that the Melech has rishus to Dan without going through Sanhedrin. So what was the time of why he should have went to Sanhedrin? The other Rishonim said that it's a right from this Gemara that you must go through, at least the process goes to Sanhedrin, but then the Melech actually carries it, you know, the Melech, you know, can be mitzvah to carry the judgment, as opposed to Sanhedrin doesn't do the execution, but they do the judgment. Or alternatively, Sanhedrin decides whether it's a case of murder by Malchus, and then they pass it off to the Melech for the Melech then to decide how to deal with it. But David skipped that step. You took her as a wife. So lekuchen yesh lechabah. So it uses the lashon of lekuchen. We always know that lekuchen always means. Lashon of Lekicha means that they actually was able to take her. So it means it worked. So how did it work if he's somebody else's wife? Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr of Yerneson, Kol Yod, Salim Lechem, and Spes David, because of Get Prisus, the Ishtai, David had instituted, already prior to this,
he should quit being ready, he was already instituted from the time of Shaul,
that when they would go out to war, they would give a conditional get. So the condition being, if the person died at war, so the get would be, or did not return from the end of the war, Tosfos says, Rashi says, they died. Tosfos doesn't like that because, you address the issue of Yibum, you don't address the issue of in case the person doesn't return. Rather, he made it, if they did not return by a certain time after the war, so the get is affected retroactively. Where do you find this idea that that Yishai sends David down to the battlefield where Yishai, David's brothers are there fighting for Shaul? So he tells him to go visit over there. I want you to take these 10 containers of milk. You should go visit your brothers to see how they're doing. You should take the aruvosam, which sometimes would happen, like Rashi points out, that if we go off to war, they wouldn't have time to arrange the get immediately. They would send it from the front. So why you go pick up their gittin and bring it back and to divorce their wives? Said, what is to see the pasuk on Rabbi Yosef? That which would address the relationship between the husband and the wife, the get. And the pasuk is v'yisar rak to becherev. At the end of the pasuk is becherev ben yamoi. Mecher ben Yaman, you killed him. So what he did was he put him in the forefront of the battle, and the ben Yaman killed him. So the pasuk says you killed him with the sword of ben Yaman. So what's the pasuk? Why is it using such a lashon? The Mor says ain sheikh l'dvar veira, it doesn't work. So it's not considered a ritzayach by doing that. So shama hazaken. The Mor says, and we had a kedushin in gimel man aleph. Was in this pasuk that even ain sheikh l'dvar veira, but by ritzicha yesh sheikh l'dvar veira, which, but the chachamim say ma'acher ben yamon iatzon neneshalav afur yechid iatzon neneshalav. Everybody else who was killed at war, they had to go to war. If somebody's killed, you're not held responsible. So Yechida also, you're not held responsible. My time, murder Malchus Haba, because he was a murderer of the Malchus. Darmalei, because, what's his merido? Because David came and told him to stay home and be with his wife. And Yechida answered David, Darmalei, Vaduni Yoyev, my master Yoav is, and the other members of the people who are subservient to him are all upon Yisrael, and I should go home to my wife. So he calls him. So it's not proper to call, Rashi learns to call Yoav Adoni in front of the Melech. Tosfos says. That's very difficult. You know, where do you see that there's a merid over here that he's intending to say? I mean, he means he should be the master and not you. Where do you have such an intention? Tosfos rather learns that the whole thing, David said to do something, he refused. And that's a merid of a Malchus. You know, involved in the Lashon. Amar Rav, ki meyanta bei bedavid, lo mishkachas bei bar midavid, mida uriya. Ki dechsiv rak bedavar uriya, achiti. You look at what David did, the only thing he did wrong, improper, was disturb uriya. And the Morris can say, abai kshisha rami. the rav had a rav. By Kshisha, the elder by a print was somebody, not our the regular by, but he has a steer in rav. Remember rav Haki, the rav said that the only thing that rav that David had done wrong was Urya. From a rav, kibul David lashon hara. So Mar says kash that David was no kibul lashon hara. Mar says we'll see what that is. Mar says go through that whole story. The Gemara says, you know, it's a steer, it's a kasha. And the Gemara brings it, let's see Rashi. David Chata. The Ba'asheba cut him shekib leget. If somebody says that David was sinned with Ba'asheba before receiving a get, it's wrong. Shabikish. It says, La'asur shabikish, lishkibimah cut him shekib leget. He had intended to be with her even before she got the get. The husband said from the Muhammad, Shem Yamas Lo Tizakik Lagibum. Hashem Yahareg Bay made a law, but it's Agan Ishtoi. Hashem Yahishabi, Kermila Kamon, Kol Yitz Mechamas Beis David. So the get would address the possibility of Yibum, or that he was killed and there's no Edom, or that he had been captured. The get would address all of them. Which would Rashi would then have to learn like Tosfos in the case he did not return. The problem is Rashi later on, Rashi in Kedushin says lashon of if he dies, the get that she would not get if he dies. So that's a little difficult. Rashi over here also does it. Mishana Rozu Miksibasa Lashana. It's written differently than everywhere else. It says lasos and not vayas. So Nosan, Hanabi said to him, you should have taken him to Bez and not done it yourself. Kedushin Toivsin Bo Shena Eshesish. The Kedushin is valid. Kedush Shmuel says, get creases al Tanai Shim Yomus Temugureshes Meyachshav. If he dies, it should work retroactively. Sometimes they, for every reason they couldn't take care of it when he left, so he sends it from the battlefield. So there Shaul was fighting, and he says they already were doing this on time of Shaul. What is it? The word Hamurabim Beinehem and a Kedushin. Tikach, you should take their kedushin away. What does it mean? Tavatla, you they get tavur lehemin and mochamad. Bring gittin for the wives. Chevenei amen, koizim shahargim bnei amen, but shalom yadait. For those who bnei amen killed, what do with you? The same responsibility. He said about the new yoyev lav arachara the kabul olav morus acherim bifnei amelach. You don't refer to somebody else as your master. Rakhbidar uriyo, mikrik siv. It says, "Bedaruya shagarm lo shiharig av Ba'asheba lechot." So even the pasuk only refers to Rav is saying the pasuk only refers to what he done acting properly towards Urya, but not that he had been over anything with Ba'asheba because she wasn't married anymore. Lashon hara lekama meforish. The more explains what that is. Okay, Gufa. Right. Oh, when he did the condition with her? I don't know. The word says lekuchen yeshu chabal. You have lekuchen in her, which means they did lekuchen. Which could mean that you have a right to go marry her now. Pashas, yeah. I don't know. Gufa, Rav Amar Kibal David Loshon Hara. David believed Loshon Hara. Deceive. So after the whole. process where David overcomes the situation, where Shaul becomes the Melech. So Mephibosheth, who was the Eved for Shaul, Tziva, which is the Eved for Shaul, comes to David Yonatan had a, I think Yonatan had a son, Mephibosheth. So it was a grandson of Shaul HaMelech, and Mephibosheth doesn't come out to greet David afterwards, indicate that he's accepting the malchus of David. Now Mephibosheth had been taken care of by David. This is after the story of Avshalom. So when David comes back and is able to overcome Avshalom, so Ziba comes, who is the abbot of taking care, who is in charge of taking care of Mephibosheth, and claims that Mephibosheth was hoping that David should be killed, and now he'll be able to become the king, and he'll be able to recapture the malchus. So now Mephibosheth was lame; he wasn't able to come to address, and really he was. It was false, and he wanted to, he was very happy that David had been saved, and but Ziba, knowing that Mephibosheth was lame, figured he can take advantage to get the property which belongs to Mephibosheth by going to say this false tale to David. So where is Mephibosheth? You're in charge of taking care of him. This is the name of the place where he is. Below Davor is written Beis Lamed Vav. He's not a Chacham HaTorah. Siva Yishach HaMelech Vayukheo Mi Beis Mechir Ben Amiel. Melo Davor. He was full of Torah. So Mithi Chazer the Shakrahu. You saw that Ziba had lied about him. He had her alshin aluye my time I keep him in. I said, why did he believe him afterwards when he said lashon hara d'chsiv vayemer hamelech vayei ben adunecha vayemer Ziba al hamelech yinei hu yoshev yishalayim, and the pasuk says that he claimed that ki amar ki yeshiv li hamelucha. He says, Baruch Hashem, I'll get the malchus back. Okay, so that's what Ziba said, that Mephibosheth was saying. Minola de kibbol minei. So how do you know that David had accepted what Ziba had said, the false tale? If Ziba yomer melech yinei l'cho kol shel Mephibosheth. If that's so, you deserve to get all of the property that belongs to Mephibosheth. Yomer Ziba hishtach abesi emsechein b'nei b'necha aduni hamelech. Okay, so he was held. David acted improperly by accepting Ziba's claim and giving Ziba the property of Mephibosheth. Shmuel Amar Lakibul David Loshen Hara. Divar Mani Kordim Chazabe. There's a concept of Divar Mani Kordim. If when the person says something, the story indicates that it's true what it's saying, Chofetz Chaim goes through criteria when the Devar Menikarim works, but the Devar Menikarim allows you to accept it, and that's it or proper. That's not an aveira of what he did because the Devar Menikarim. What's the Devar Menikarim? The Ksiv Mephibosheth ben Shaul is Yorad Likras HaMelech Lai Osa Raglov Lai Osa Svamai Bes Begadav Lakibes. So what he sees him in the state of tsar. He hadn't dressed himself properly, etc. So that David took that as an indication. I mean, when Siva said it, he didn't believe it. When Siva Feli came dressed like, you know, in this not outlook, looking resplendent and greeting David and being happy David was back, but looking like he was upset about it, then David accepted it. You see, it was true. So that was the worm in the court. Now he was, he's not held responsible for that which he accepted. But the mice, that wasn't true.
Why didn't you join me together with, when you ran away from Avshalom? Why you stayed in Yerushalayim with Avshalom, waiting for the outcome to be good? Why didn't you come with me?
Adonai Melech Avdi Rimani. So my the Tziva had his plan. He that which was true. He fooled me. Ki Omar Avdecha Ech Bashali Achamor Ve'erka Velech Esamelech Ki Pesech Avdecha. I told my servant to get me a chamor, and I would go together to the Melech because I am a lame. Now he comes and says stories to the Melech that I was trying to against you. And the Melech is like a Malach. You know, I have such regard for the Melech, and whatever the Melech says to do is good. Why do you have to keep talking? You'll divide it up. Let him have the whole thing for like here. They came back safe. Now the more saying that he was, what Siba was saying, was I was acting the whole time saying, Halavai, David should come back safe. And you're doing to me that you're giving me, that taking away my soda, giving half of the soda to Tzivo. Lo yech, lo lech yeshi tarumas. Alami shabicha b'sholem. So I'm not upset at you. I'm upset at the Kodesh Baruch Hu who brought back such a person. Right. So I have tadas Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ben Yosef Ben Yonason. He said, "Son of Yonason, Mariv Boal." He argued with. Therefore his name was called he was called Meriv Boal. At that point in time, Yotze Baskel V'Amarloi, Neitze Bar Neitze. Not says to an argumentative person. The son of an argument, descendant of an argument. Neitzah, he was argumentative with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hadamoran. Bar Neitzah, the Siba, says, by Shol, by Yavah Yishol Adir Amalek, by Yorav Ben Lachal. And he came to Amalek, and he was sitting there, and he was discussing what was it proper that Amalek deserves to be killed. Amar Rabbi Moni, on this iske nachal. You find by Egla Rufa, you take him down to the. You, for one person, we make the whole Rosh Gadol with Egla Rufa and the Gansa Maisa. For one person, it's a Kavu Chema. All these people, they shouldn't deserve to die. See, he didn't totally accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu's actions. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says, "B'shosh Amar David the Fiboshes Atov Etzibah the Chalakus Asada." At that point in time, when he said this, he didn't accept and retract and give the Bushes back everything what he should have done. So that's when there's going to be a division, and Klai Yisrael came because of this improper act of David.
then Loinechlikul Malchus based David, where he wouldn't have had that division between the Malchus between based David and Yeravam. Lovely Yisrael of Azor. So then the Egli Azor, which Yeravam put up, whenever it happened. Well, Golina Maratzen, then the goals would not have come. Klaisa would have been Zerichah to stay in Eretz Yisrael, not to Avodah Zarah, and we would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. So that one mice of Lashon Hara had terrible ramifications, repercussions. See Rashi. The punishment for making the division between Siva and Mephibosheth is that his Malchus was split and he lost part of the Malchus. So Yeravam became the Melech, and all of the resulting mess which became the Malchus Ephraim with its Avodah Zarah and all those wonderful things came out of the result of this Lashon Hara. B'loi Dover. So Tziva claimed Enochachem Atarah, boom. It's Enochachem Atarah, but he found that wasn't true. Boom, it's so Maloi Dover Chachem Atarah. He was full of Torah. Chaz Shikra Havo Mitchila Maso Shikra Mekach. He really, already, you know, Tziva was painting a picture of the Mephibosheth, which wasn't true. So why do you believe the Kihadar Alshin Alei Tziva Al Mephibosheth? Kishay David Berech with Nav Shalom My Time of Kibbalmane. So why did you believe him? That story took place earlier. I'm not sure when it took place. No, this is the first. This is after the Shaul and Yonatan had been killed. Tziva, who was from it was the Eved of the base Shaul, had hidden, saved Mephibosheth. So he came and presented him to told the king that he'd been saved him, but he was a Zanam Oritz, and that wasn't true. So once he did, why did he now, you know, later on, when the story of Avshalom took place, why do you believe Lashon Hara? It's a Tainan David. Ki Yehoder Alshin Alei Tzibal and Mephibosheth, Kishay David Berech and Avshalom, my time of Kibbalmane, why did you believe him? So it was a Tainan David, and Shmuel said it was the Dvarmani Kvarm. Hayei Ben Adonech, Vyamar Hinei Yerushalayim, Shalim, Ki Yamar, Hayom Yoshibu Li Esam Lecha Zavi. So he claimed falsely that Mephibosheth is happy that David is going to be in danger, and therefore he'll get back to Malchus. Dvarmani Kvarm Chazav, Mephibosheth, Kishan Erech, Avshalom, Avshalom was killed. Chazav David, the Malchus, he comes back to Yerushalayim, Bala Fanav, and he presents himself. He doesn't present himself presentably, he doesn't redo his clothing, etc. That he understood it to mean he was in tzar, and that's why he didn't present himself presentably. The truth was that really what he had in mind was when David would come back, that's when he would present, make himself presentable. That was the truth, but David misunderstood it. That's why when Mephibosheth presented himself and explained himself, he didn't accept it totally. Who is Shiva that he responded? Kasha Ainli Litzuk, I'm not sure the word kasha means. He responded strongly. Ainli Litzuk El Al Misha Viacha Halim. My time is because Baruch Hu brought you back as such. How could he do this thing? And Eish Mitzar Al Shuvay. So anyway, so he seems to be upset that he came back, which is, he did say that. Unless you're robbed by the Rambam Yikarim, how you chose him in Mashra Amar, and he would have, had he not seen him being dressed as such, he would have taken away what Siva had said. You get everything. Now, as Rashi says, so it seems to me that, you know, Kishmul is saying that the Dormani Karm, the Dormani Karm didn't happen until after Siva comes, he says, you get everything. Shirash comes, he says, ah, now I see he's right. But the Tana was, he accepted what Siva said before. Babi Shamir, Omerloi, Mithila, Hinelech, Okolashan, Lefibashis. Angel Kabbalah, that's not called Kabbalah Shalashan Hara. He calls Manchla, Hoya David Shah, the Machusai, the Hoya Shayan, Matanta, Matana. That what he said then was not relevant. Omerloi, Ella, Altanai, Imira, Emes, Bidwara. So it must be he meant to say, well, let's see what's going to happen. Etc. We have this over there in Yuma. So he set up this whole process to prevent people from going up to be Aliyah the Regal, and that caused this whole process of Avodah Zorah, which was the downfall of Klal Yisrael, all from this Chalukas HaMalchus, which came out of David not correcting himself totally and ignoring Tziva, and so that was the result. Okay.